This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, where our Twitter poll has gone crazy and has given us a result of 101%.
Yeah.
Not entirely sure how that's happening, but we'll give you the figures. They are as follows.
So there are 192 votes so far and 34 minutes left on the poll if you want to chime in with your result. At the moment, in answer to the question, are you as successful as you thought you would be 5 or 10 years ago? 19% are at yes, 39% are at no. But very lovely, 43% say on the way.
Yeah, 101% there. So we're not entirely sure what's happening, but do keep the votes coming in. Of course, over on Insta Story, the number has changed yet again. 74% of you are saying no, you don't feel as though you are as successful as you thought you would be 5 or 10 years ago. 26% are saying yes, you are. Good for those 26%. 74% of you, though, you know, let us know why you don't feel as though you are as successful as you think you are. That would be nice, and we can have a bit of a chat about that. Also, you can get us on WhatsApp. 018-789-8899 is the number to get us at. We have some messages of...
Yeah, we have a message from numbers 1931, who says that late bloomers achieve greater heights because they are familiar with failure and are able to manage it better.
Yep.
That's exactly what we said earlier on. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And what was the other one of?
No, that's it.
That's it? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Story number three then. Sorry, Christine.
We've got tweets too.
She's giving me a sad face.
We've got tweets too. So Brian Finch says, late bloomers tend to be happier. Thank you, BFM. That is something I really needed to hear.
There you go.
Okay, there we go. We can
happy
move
bloomer.
On now.
Meanwhile, over in England, everything is blooming early. There's flowers. It's the hottest February ever on record,
Isn't
apparently.
Isn't it supposed to be like kind of false spring?
I think it's a false spring, yes.
Yeah.
I was there and I'm like in my four layers and the sun came out and I was down to two layers. I'm like, this is glorious.
How dare they?
And then the wind came in. I'm like, nope, zip it back up again.
Wind chill.
Wind chill indeed. Right. Story number three is all about salary trends you need to know before your next negotiation.
Yeah, so we all know that salary negotiation can be kind of terrifying, especially when you're not really sure how to kind of price yourself or to determine how much you're supposed to be valued at, essentially, right? So this is some of the information that you should seek out to make your case. Now, quick disclaimer that the article that appeared on Fast Company originally is very American-centric, so I've kind of taken the kind of base advice that they have given because I still think it's pretty relevant regardless. So the first point is to start with a salary guide. So annual salary guides and compensation reports may give you some insight into general salary trends, and you can get a sense of how you know, respondents say that they're budgeting for salary increases, what their main concerns are about compensation, and how they're thinking about salaries in general, which is surprisingly relevant because Malaysia has just released its own national wage index.
Yeah, so they released it last week, so it's kind of like a guide to help employers and employees when negotiating for salaries and to know how much they should be paid and stuff. Speaking of which, tomorrow we will be speaking to Wai Hong from StoreHub, as well as Francesca Chia from GoGet. And I just spoke to them about stuff like, you know, do they think this guide would be helpful, how they reward performance and stuff. So that will be on tomorrow on Enterprise Biz Bytes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then, so in addition to salary guides like the National Wage Index, which you can learn more about tomorrow, sites like Glassdoor and also Salary.com can also give some insights into specific companies and their compensation practices as well. The second point is to consider geographic differences. So if you're in a growing sector with a high wage growth city, this could be a promising indicator for compensation negotiations. So the idea is that, you know, where you are can determine kind of the rough scale of your pay, even if it's at kind of a minuscule level, even if it's only by like a single digit percentage, it's worth noting, right? So for example, you know, in KL, if you work in a specific industry, you might be, maybe your salary might be higher than someone else doing the same job in a different state. We don't know, right? So do a bit of research and consider the geographic differences in that. The third thing is to understand your edge. So in the Randstad American 2019 salary guide, it showed a rise in importance of some positions that hadn't seen much of a base pay increase in the past. Even assemblers and programmable controllers, where a relatively small degree of technical skill is needed, they're seeing average raises in the 5% range. So there were more marked salary jumps in some specializations and skill intersections, which may offer a salary negotiation advantage too. So again, think really about, you know, the kind of maybe specialties that you have in your career and see if that factors at all into the kind of percentage of the pay raise you might be able to get. Number four, to price your job properly. Now, this is really interesting to me. I think this is it could be helpful or not helpful, but that really depends on the people you're talking to. Check in with human resources and ask to look at the job description that's being used for your current job, right? If you're performing additional tasks, especially those that are typically done by someone in a higher level job, that can become a great negotiating tool because sometimes HR might not understand how the job has evolved and the manager might not know that they're supposed to alert HR to that. So hopefully your HR department will be open to this conversation so they can write more accurate job descriptions in the future and you can come away from it with a kind of fighting chance at a better negotiation in that. Kind of related is the next point, consult those in the know. So, seek out either colleagues who formerly work for the company or champions within the company, maybe even people within your same industry at a competing company if you can to kind of see how that is. They may be able to provide insight into compensation levels or expectations, but more importantly, they may be able to give you insight into how the company thinks about pay. So it's always worth talking to people about it anyways. And the last thing is your own performance and value. Of course, be prepared to show the results you've generated and the value you've contributed as well. Because whether you're negotiating for more pay in your company or proving your worth to a prospective employer, the best information you have is about your own performance, pretty much. That's your main kind of playing card, is if you've done well, then you should prove that.
Which is all very different to some of the other advice I remember. In fact, you talked about it not too long ago.
I did.
Make sure the boss has the comfy chair.
Yes.
And the room smells nice. These actually are workable ones, whereas the other one was like, good advice.
That was way back.
Just a little bit practical, unpractical, right?
For the Biz Bites, about kind of the psychology of how you can manipulate people into giving you a higher salary. But we decided it was completely impractical advice.
You're supposed to give them like coffee or something as they come to the door.
Practical tips here, understanding your edge, I think, is very important, and knowing what you can kind of bring to the table that other people perhaps don't do, whether it be experience, whether it be extra skills, whether it be networking or whatever it is. You've got to have that USP over somebody else, and I think is really relevant.
Yeah, it's also nice that we have guides or like sort of like articles like this coming out, because I think like not too long ago, like speaking about your salary was sort of like you're supposed to be like a shy kind of thing, you're not supposed to bring it up or ask people like how much you're going to get paid. It's supposed to, taboo, and also just like something that makes you sound arrogant.
Which is, unusual, because one of the first things you hear from normally a friend when they're working for a business or, is, you got discounter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's almost like, well, if you can ask that, why is that something we can't discuss? You've got so much face to ask for a discount, but yet, I don't know.
It's the same reason why we don't talk about salaries out in the open. It's like no one knows how much their friend is earning or how much colleagues are earning.
And how it would affect that relationship should you find out more. Yeah.
Honestly, I think that if anyone's listened to Biz Bites with me on it and we've talked about salary, it's been very clear that I am completely and 100% for salary transparency. Yeah. I think that the fact that we don't talk about it leads to more hurt than good.
I agree. Right. We need to move on, though, because we're running out of time and we've got one more article to come, which is all about when opportunity meets honesty, how great things can happen. I want to try and get through as much of this article as I can just by reading the thing, because it's more like a fable, I think. But we've got messages, do we have?
Yeah.
We have one from Ali who says that he says, yes, I'm a late bloomer, but I'm satisfied in life, healthy, have a lovely wife, happy family, 4 children, 3 married, have a nice home, retired finance career as of 7 years ago. Yet now, having a successful fruitcake business, unplanned, with daughter heading the company. And my CSR helping school alumni corporacy to success.
Thank you, Ali Hassan. His Facebook page is Big Fruity. That's Fruit double T double E at Big Fruity on Instagram. See, free plug for you there.
Yay.
Right, should we take a break? Have we got any more?
We can take a break.
Go on. Where are we on the poll? 2-2 votes now.
We are. And so we're still at 18% for yes, 40% for no, and 42% for on the way.
On the way.
On the way.
I thought on the way would be top.
It is top.
It is top.
Yeah, 42%.
Ow. Yes. Okay, time for a break.
Just by 2%.
Of course, you Malaysians. Right, time for a very short break. Music coming up from Kings of Leon. This is Sex on Fire. When we get back, when opportunity meets honesty, great things can happen. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.